select any verse?
Yes.
Or just marked?
Any verse you select.
Verse. Four types of people come to Krishna consciousness. What is that?
Chaturvidha Bhajante.
Hmm. To Kodai. Can I find out?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
You take this, read. Somebody help me. And I'll do. Yeah, okay. Get it upstairs. That's nice.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 16. Everybody please repeat. Chaturvidha bhajante maam.
Chaturvidha bhajante maam.
Jana shukritino arjuna.
Jana shukritino arjuna.
Artha jikyashu arthati.
Artha jikyashu arthati.
Gyani cha bharata shava.
Gyani cha bharata shava.
Chaturvidha bhajante maam.
Chaturvidha bhajante maam.
Jana shukritino arjuna.
Jana shukritino arjuna.
Artho jikyashu arthati.
Artho jikyashu arthati.
Gyani cha bharata shava.
Gyani cha bharata shava.
Chaturvidha bhajante maam.
Chaturvidha bhajante maam.
Jana shukritino arjuna.
Jana shukritino arjuna.
Artho jikyashu arthati.
Artho jikyashu arthati.
Gyani cha bharata shava.
Gyani cha bharata shava.
What by what, Dr. Special?
Don't go what by, time is limited. So go direct to translation.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Abhayacharya Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O best among the Bhagavad Brahmas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Purport. Unlike the miscreants, these are the adherents of regulative principles of scriptures, and they are called Shukritina, or those who obey the rules and regulations of the scripture, the moral and social laws, and more or less devoted to the Supreme Lord. Out of these, there are four classes of men: those who are sometimes distressed, those who are in need of money, those who are sometimes inquisitive, and those who are sometimes searching after the knowledge of the Absolute Truth. These persons come to the Supreme Lord for devotional service under different conditions. These are not pure devotees because they have some aspiration to fulfill in exchange for devotional service. Pure devotional service is without aspiration and without desire for material profit. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu defines pure devotion thus: Anya Vilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anushitanam Bhakti Uttamam. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service.
So we can hear that, just heard Prabhupada say, Acharya say, scripture says, what is pure devotional service? So pure devotional service, with this pure devotional service, we can understand God. He reveals Himself. And it is just got symptoms. Symptom is just like, say, you are doing devotional service and trying to do it pure, you will find this symptom. This is also science. Science means observation. Science means inference. experiment, observation, inference, then conclusion. I said, yes, yes, he would say. It's also like that. They say, have you do devotional? What is devotional service? Activity? Savanam, Kirtanam, hearing, just now as you are doing. Now you are hearing. Glorify, I am glorifying. Then remembering those things. At any moment, our last moment will come of this body. Then if you remember God, you go back to God. That is the secret. But who can remember God? Who is pious? Otherwise all the time you cannot remember. You try to remember, something else comes. Oh, look. Yes, we live too much life. We live so much hard way. So many things distract mind. Yes?
Yes.
Anybody can say, I have control over mind? Please raise hand. Anybody can say, I have control over my tongue? Raise hand. Devigar. Material world, who is trying to enjoy more and more, he is a hero. And spiritual plane, how could control the senses? He comes in the spiritual realm. He can see things in proper perspective, which common people cannot see. Because they are in the mode of passion and ignorance. He seems to mind by lazy, sleeping, procrastinate, unlimited material desire to enjoy. Work very, very hard, very, very outside number. Now coming from the office, and streams of like ants, car coming and coming. Or motorcycle. In Indonesia, Jakarta is like millions of motorcycles. Brr, brr, brr. What is this? Even at night, nowadays, men are. Previously, Bhagavad says, in New York City, right? New York, any small city, even Calcutta, at night, dun 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 dun. What is it? You cannot sleep. Nonsense. You cannot sleep properly. Now, something ambulance and fire brigade? Yes? I don't know where Berlin they do. But police car also, makes sound, which the criminal gets scared. Huh? Panic. And police is coming. And he's scared. But modern people, most of the people, have no, you know, peace of mind, always in anxiety. Ask that, your chancellor, that lady, she's a very tough lady, I think. I appreciate, you have to admit, has to be tough to run the country. Huh? But she has anxiety, yeah? Yeah? And you tell somebody, if you have anxiety, he will say, what are you talking? You must be mad, man. You're a crazy man. Okay, why crazy? Who can be say that I am free from anxiety? Yes, some can say. Krishna devotee can say, I am free from anxiety. You see, look at the face we are practicing Krishna consciousness. They are bright face, beaming. Yes or no? Yes? It's not like this. Good morning. Good morning. That maybe that is etiquette, you have to tell, it's official. Actually, he smiles. Most cases, their smile is like etiquette, you have to, just like a television. They show, give him some money and their advertisement. Colgate, give a smile. She gets some money. She gets some money. You don't give her money, she won't smile. She will smile. No. So in the morning people go in the put an oven, it's insane. They have to etiquette, this official, not necessarily from the heart. Yes? This is natural, this is material life is. You have to say like that. But devotees chanting, dancing, they can see. They get envious. How these chanting? Go to work, man. Don't be crazy. Work hard. More than ass, work hard. In Calcutta, maybe some guy or some cities in poor country like India, not like India. Some guy pushing the cart, not horse, or not horse dog, not even machine. Some guy so poor, they're pushing. And cart full of the cannibal goods. Like that. How much you can work? Are you happy? You eat the same amount of food, maybe to noontime, fast food. Go to McDonald's there, KFC, Red Rooster, even in the weekends, like the devotee is also running, with a big smile, chanting, dancing, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, then everything finishes, everything, oh, then the prasad, chanting, dancing. This is not all. That is what he said. This is called Vaikuntha, free from anxiety. You call him Mr. Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali. Still, you ask him, hey, please chant. He said, can I sit down, please? Why? He cannot chant. Because he is not getting bliss. He is a mode of ignorance and passion. Maybe we send him to Hennebank. A German beer, famous, yeah? The German one beer is called Henneken. Yeah. Even Prabhupada said, I go so many places, the advertisement, Henneken. Then when he's doing that, then he will be singing so many things for some time. Yeah. Hangover. Devotee taking prasad, no hangover. He can eat up to here. Gulab jam, cauliflower, pakora. Samosa. But after that, again come to Mangalarti. Again chant that. Yes? Yeah? This is transcendental. Even if we eat this part, no one gets sick. No one go to doctor. To a bad stomach. But you go to McDonald's, KFC, any kind. You sometimes go to doctor, yes? You get sick. Why? This is all mode of passion. This is mode of goodness and beyond. Always joyful and happy and being. What is the symptom? First is free from all mental, bodily and other misery. You come regularly chant Hare Krishna, you'll find no anxiety. There is problem. Material life means problem. But you can face the problem with a peaceful mind. You know, Krishna is the supreme controller. Bhakta Aram Jagatapasam Sarvalokam Hasyam Suhidam Sarvi. He is your best friend. Money is not best friend. Neither your father and mother best friend. Nor your job is best friend. Nor your boss is best friend. Real boss is God, Krishna. He is your best friend. He is sitting inside. If you surrender to him, he will help. But you don't sit down, you try your best. God helps those who help themselves. Why you are here? Why did you go to television and watch so many nice, attractive programs? You must have some test or you must have some eagerness. Krishna within there. Maybe sometime you did Krishna consciousness, Krishna again inside Paramatma said, let us go there. You have got three choices. Shall I go to watch TV or cinema, television, internet, so many things? No. Better go to Hare Krishna. This sort of people are very rare. Bhavnam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapantate. One is really knowledge, one is previous to us, a pious and simple act to give, he comes. You ask yourself, what you did in the past, don't mind. All of us do simple activity. When Krishna says now he is giving up, he brings him here. There is a number of people very few here. Why? Everybody wants mad after sense gratification. No, no, pramatta kurte. He's getting so much money. Oh, so much money. Let us go to Henneken. Let's take vodka. Red Rooster. What is that? Kentucky chicken. KFC. What is it? McDonald's. Hamburger. Then how is that? Wimpy bar, burger, king burger. Then see. But here take prasad. No waiting, see. Take also drinks, nectar, honey, so many other things, fruit juice mix. Not going to doctor, sir? No. It's okay, take chanamita. Chant dance, digest. And bright face. So, kleshogni, subhada, your life become auspicious. So many other symptoms will follow. You can check it yourself. Huh? So, this is called Krishna consciousness. Life become auspicious. Krishna is friend within, he will guide you. you have to surrender. What Krishna says, you do. Always think of me. What are you thinking? Newspaper. Not thinking of Krishna. That you think of Krishna, Krishna will help you. Krishna will think of you. Krishna is sitting here. Oh, very, very subtle though. He's saying, Sarvasya Chavidishamata, I am sitting within the heart of everybody. From me come remembrance. Sometimes you are trying to remember something you cannot remember. Fail to remember. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Yes!
Yes.
Can you remember, try to remember something you can always remember? No. Why no? Doctor can tell? No. Krishna. Saying, oh, okay, I make him remember. Yeah, yeah, this is. And she want to forget. Thinking of hamburger, whippy bar, so many other things, sense grant. Krishna said, okay, no. Nightclub, casino, so many other things, sense gratification. You know? Then, Nunam Pratakudra, what do you do with this money? Everybody is mad after enjoyment. Anywhere you go, from Calcutta to anyway, London, London to Tokyo, New York to Moscow, everybody is mad after sense gratification. The cat, dog, rat, everybody is doing elephant. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Demands of the body. They are absorbed in this. Nobody is thinking of this. What is the goal of life? After death, what I will become? I will become a tree. Hog, dog, so many others living in there. How they become like that? They don't care for. So running such a risk, when you are listening Krishna Katha and chanting Hare Krishna, you at least you will take human birth, not this lower being. Now you can take you millions of life to come back. Again get this chance to conquer birth, death, old age, disease. Otherwise, you have to go. You cannot say, I won't become old. You have to. You cannot say, I won't die. You have got to die. You can't say, I won't want disease. You got disease. This is law of God. But you can conquer this. You surrender to God. That's all. This is last. No more. You become a pure devotee? No, this is telling. What is pure devotee? Don't ask anything. Just favorably, what pleases Krishna do? Krishna says, Patam Puspam Phalam Tvam, fruits, flowers, vegetables, grains, milk product, all these things. You, which is the mode of goodness, some fruit, not onion, garlic, not meat, not chicken, lamb, or pork, no. Krishna did not ask this. It's not mode of goodness, food. Mode of goodness, this food, you cook nicely, with love and devotion offered to Krishna, then you eat it. A thousand type of food you can make. You have got book by Jamuna Devi, many other higher taste. Many people at home, they read this book and cook well and eat it. And they become Krishna conscious. Very nice. Simply by eating, you can become Krishna conscious. Use your tongue in serving Krishna. By tongue function is eating and talking. You talk Krishna Katha, Hare Krishna. You go in the street, why you tell? It's a hot day, summer. I was walking like a dog. Well, you may become a dog then. You are trust to dog. Good up, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. No beat? You walk in the street, you are a nice tune, melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hey, sir, what are you talking? Moscow, in the beginning, early 70s, and full of every third man is a KGB agent watching. Who is this guy, foreigner? Is coming from America? Coming from Germany, England? Huh? Hey, sir? What are you talking? I am singing a film song. Really? Is he not trying a film song? He's chanting Hare Krishna. I need to be interact. But for the sake of Krishna, we have to tell something, he's intelligent. If you tell, I'm singing religious song, come sir. Where are you going? Come, come. You take him to the KGB. Hey, who are you? Dear girl. But you have to take risk to serve Krishna. and Krishna also gave so much profuse blessing. This is the test. I go out in the street, some people, sometime you try to distribute food, some people not like, well, I'm busy, sorry. Sometimes punch. What is this? You are Christian? Why? What is this book? No Christian. Spit up. He had to write. Okay. Krishna never forgets. He's taking so much trouble. He's so much deep. Sometimes devotees are thrown in prison behind the bar. Sometimes take the risk of life. Krishna never forgets. This is called love. So bhakti ultimately means love. If you love somebody, you can give your life in. Don't expect anything. And Krishna will reward you. One second. So here is a test. Everybody going through some test. You surrender to Krishna, Krishna will know how to treat you. So this is called, everybody has to surrender. This is called Krishna consciousness. But maybe everybody cannot surrender completely. Gradually surrender. Whatever you can do. And Krishna will receive. Respond. Even in the material world, you work for somebody in the office, he gives you money, you maintain your family, yourself, clothing, putting, lodging, everything coming. Even you go out for enjoyment, he's also with that money. The Krishna is the owner of everything. Bhaktaram Jagatam, he is the supreme owner of everything. He is the supreme controller. He knows everything. He is our supreme friend. Why not surrender to him? If he works for me, it is difficult. He won't take care of you. Have got little faith. Your faith is how Krishna responds. What is favorable for Krishna concern? Accept, associate with the devotees. With outside people, keep official relation. Good morning, good morning. Good aven, good naven. How are you today? Official. After that you forget. Go to a shop, go to metro, ticket, this, then you forget. Before that you don't remember. This is called official. And something with love and devotion, intimate. You go with them, talk with them, eat with them, chant with them, dance with them. Intimacy. Then you develop attachment to Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime. Every day here, every day take, whatever you take, Krishna prasad. To Krishna. You are going in the street, fruit, you are hungry. Mentally, Krishna, please accept. Is that difficult? No difficulty. That is the difficulty. Just dovetail everything Krishna causes. Don't give up anything. You don't have to give up. You don't ask anybody. Don't go in car. Don't go in place. No. To serve Krishna, you have to do. To serve Krishna, you have to fight. Everything can do for Krishna. As long as the scripture says, Krishna, Sadhu, Guru, is the guideline. What shall I do or not do? Check out what scripture says. You regularly read scripture. What Guru says, what other sadhu says, is the guideline. Every step, there is something you have to decide. So this is not difficult. You just mold your life in Krishna consciousness, that's all. Hare Krishna, little one. Time is running out.
When these four kinds of persons come to Supreme Lord for devotional service and are completely purified by the association of a pure devotee, they also become pure devotees. As far as the miscreants are concerned, for them devotional service is very difficult because their lives are selfish, irregular and without spiritual goals. But even some of them, by chance, when they come in contact with a pure devotee, they also become pure devotees. Those who are always busy with fruitive activities come to the Lord in material distress and at that time associate with pure devotees and become in distress devotees of the Lord. Those who are simply frustrated also sometimes come to associate with the pure devotee and become inquisitive to know about God. Similarly, when the dry philosophers are frustrated in every field of knowledge, they sometimes want to learn of God and they come to the Supreme Lord to render devotional service and thus transcend knowledge of the impersonal Brahman and the localized Paramatma. and come to the personal conception of Godhead by the grace of Supreme Lord or His pure devotee. On the whole, when the distressed, the inquisitive, the seekers of knowledge and those who are in need of money are free from all material desires, and when they are fully understand that material remuneration has nothing to do with spiritual improvement, they become pure devotees. As long as such a purified stage is not attained, devotees in transcendental service to the Lord are tainted with fruitive activities, the search for mundane knowledge, etc. So one has to transcend all this before one can come to the stage of pure devotional service.
So you see, the association is of paramount importance. Even in the material, they say, a man is known by association. So, if you want to become a devotee, you associate with great devotee. You can associate great devotee, even Prabhupada, great other devotees, acharyas, through instruction, you follow their instruction, is there in the scripture. We see in the life of Prabhupada, he was leading normal life, he came in touch with the pure devotee, Bhakti Siddhanta Swamistakur. And few words he said, it struck his heart, he is always meditating. But he is a family man, he has to maintain his wife, children, so he is always thinking of how to serve, how to serve. Krishna is watching. He said to his guru, he mentally accepted him as guru, a great enlightened person. So he said, how can I serve you? That those who completely renounce material life, no wife, no children, no commitment, they are serving you day and night, 24 hours. I also like to serve. Don't worry, whatever you can do, in time you will serve. Because you have got some ties. You have got your wife, you have got your children, you have to bring them up, responsibility. Make them grown up to take care of your wife. I see. So till then, he is doing business wherever he can. His guru is doing some program, temple opening, some discourses giving with many people, big panel expenses there. Whatever he can, he raise the funds with other businessmen he knows, and give that money. This will be also doing writing his time, and also on bhakti, and he's showing guru also, oh, what he's writing, very good, I see. So our magazine always publish whatever he writes. Writing. And the time came, his sons are grown up, asking them, always cooperate with me to preach Krishna consciousness. What are you doing? And ask his wife. Simply they are not so much interested. Our wife may be thinking, somebody, he's just joking, he's not serious. If you do like that, don't cooperate, one day I have to leave, I tell you. He has to caution them. But they won't take it seriously. And one day when he found their grown up enough son, he take care of his wife, and on one day he slipped out and gone back to the place where Lord has passed time, Vrindavan, Mathura, which is a great place for the sadhus to decide and practice Krishna consciousness so that he can make thousands of times progress, make progress in spiritual life. When his guru sent his disciples here in Germany, and there two persons became disciples. That is the time of Hitler, Second World War time. I don't know how still he is living. When Prabhupada came, one of them came to see Prabhupada. His name is Schuller. He says, German title, some Schuller? Schuller?
Schuller?
Schuller. And other part of the name, I don't remember. He met Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was preaching. So, by the association of Prabhupada, pure devotee, now so many he opened center. Then around 1970, early 70s, I was coming to Germany with some American of my godbrothers to start some center, maybe in Berlin or somewhere. I couldn't enter because visa part said, no, you have to have more money to allow you. Because I was asked to do translation from Prabhupada's book, English to Bengali, but I was not going to India back. I came for study, Prabhupada said. By Krishna's arrangement, you are doing real study, real knowledge gaining now. This is Krishna Bhajan. No. Who you are, what is your relation with the Supreme Being, and how to act accordingly and achieve perfection. conquering birth, they told it. No more going to the cycle of once born, Brahma creator, then Indra, king of heaven, then maybe small insect, animals, trees, birds, so many things, millions of types of all these things. You have got a chance, once you see intelligent, from the childhood, don't waste a single moment, engage in Krishna consciousness. Whatever he is doing, doctor in Krishna consciousness. Life becomes blissful, free from tension, anxiety. And gradually make progress. One life, if you can, you can make complete Krishna consciousness back to Godhead. Eternal life, full of knowledge and bliss. That is Krishna consciousness. It is not something utopia. We have to pay the price. We have to become pure. We have to control our mind, senses. I'm going to sit. Very cold. Maybe I had a past habit. Maybe Hanuman. Or maybe I saw today somewhere. I was taking churut, you know, cigar, thick. Who knows, there could be some cancer it could cause. Don't care, some pipe dream. Yeah, I don't see many people nowadays. Even in India, I saw sometimes taking pipe, tobacco. Now many people are scared. Everywhere government restriction. No smoking here. No smoking here. No smoking here. Train, bus, plane. Even in the toilet. There's so many people affected by cancer. People, the government don't want. But it's nothing. Why don't you take prasad? But our mind say something outside, attractive, very nice, palatable. Let's go and take. Now, I won't take. Chastise the mind. This is Krishna consciousness. Let us go to the temple, take something nice. In the beginning, this is the way to change life. Only doctor with Krishna consciousness. It is not saying don't eat, don't sleep, don't get married, don't have sex. No, everything is there. But according to Krishna consciousness, then life becomes changed, completely transformed. From anxiety to free from anxiety, from disturbance to peaceful life, equanimity, full of tranquility. Look at the face of the devotees, look outside. Anxiety, disturbing. Ambulance. Ambulance. So this is real life. Real, original consciousness. That's the water. He is mixed with some color, blue, yellow. When you free from color, real water. No color. Original consciousness, pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. God is always full of bliss, embodiment of bliss, embodiment of knowledge, embodiment of peace and tranquility. You have a taste of that when you practice Krishna consciousness. Because you are in touch with Krishna. You eat, you drink, everything offered to Krishna. You become Krishna, you become spiritualized. So you also become spiritualized. You have to hear Krishna katha. Topics about Krishna, chant about Krishna. What is absolutely necessary to live in the outside world. That you may talk something else. You go to the market. I want some banana, sir. I want some aubergine. I want some bread. This, that, that is okay. After that, you forget. Chantari Krishna, Krishna. Think of Krishna's pastime. You are always associated with Krishna. You become Krishnaized. Krishna is full of bliss, eternity, and joy, and knowledge. You become like that. It's not that utopia is something phantasmagoria. Even in this life, you feel your your consciousness expand. You can see things in proper perspective. You can feel so many subtle things common people don't know. They think this is phony. They think it's phony. Because he's in a mode of passion and ignorance, he can't think of or he can get enlightenment when he live a life of goodness. Don't hurt any living entity for nothing. For your sense getting you know. In this pain. Bullfight, So in red cloth, bull coming and shot. Now it's coming from France. And France, I was there in Pyrenees near. Pirani is the border of France and Spain. They say, Maharaj, here, near the border, they also do these things. He said, it's something we don't like. They are vegan. You know vegan? Now these many people become vegan. Vegan means nothing animal take. Huh? From animal, even they won't take milk, you see. They take all vegetarian thing, huh? Grains, this, that. At least good, something more of goodness. At least some improvement. May not be God consciousness. But step towards, I don't know, welcome it. Thank you very much. This is in short, I'm telling, nutshell. What further there? You have got any question? You have got any comment? You're welcome. But ask delicate question, comment. Yes, sir. Come on.
You said we should hear Krishna Katha. So can you tell us some Krishna Katha?
This is Krishna Katha. Anything about Krishna is Krishna Katha. Krishna says all these things. Bhagavad Gita is pure duty, I am saying Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha is that somebody is in trouble. I tell you, somebody is in trouble. He used to sell, buy maybe, you know, horses for the king, long back, maybe 500 years ago. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Chaitanya was the incarnation of Krishna, Krishna himself, with the movement of the great devotee Radharani. And everybody, he tell everybody, if you really love me, don't talk anything other than Krishna, 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 Govinda, Govinda. And you are always with Krishna, you are getting purified. Anyway, eat anything, don't eat anything other than Krishna Prasad. Don't make friendship or intimately meet with anybody other than he is Krishna devotee, just like we are here. We are sitting together, we eat the same thing, pray at the same time, and this is called association. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that. Then very soon you will get the mercy of Krishna, because Krishna is watching. You say, oh, he wants to serve me, he is part and parcel of me, he is very eager. Krishna knows who is sincere, not a hypocrite, outside dressing, but when nobody sees, let us go. You have to know. Then go to pub. To any devotee? No. Any man? Haribol? You cannot cheat Krishna. Krishna is watching. You rascal. You are taking beer. You are going to McDonald's. You will get punishment. You become one day cow, lamb. All these things, they will also eat you. This is the Sanskrit meaning of the word. Mamsa. Whom you are eating today, now he will want to eat you. That is the meaning of meat in Sanskrit word. Mamsa. He will eat me whom today I am eating. Or you are cooking, or you are carrying, you are selling, meeting. He will be also treated like, he will share that. As Christ even said, as you sow, so you reap. Yes? You treat somebody early, this will come back to you, return, bounce back. It is reasonable, yes? It makes sense, yes? No? But somebody dull-headed, mood of passion, he doesn't care. He said, oh, nobody cares all these things, I don't believe all this. You don't believe because your faith is in the mood of passion and ignorance. Subtle things you cannot see, you cannot understand. Your brain becomes dull, you can understand certain thing about soul, super soul. So, the king doesn't know, the prince was asking, you know, you owe some money, you took it for buying horses, you brought the horse, I require this much money, you owe to, come on, give me. And he is sarcastic to the prince, and prince has got a habit, something like that, turn his head and talk something like that. So he just sarcastically he's saying like that. The horses are also doing like this. My horses, I will get the horses, sell more, and they will pay back the money. The prince got angry. He told his jail keeper, take him and put him to, if he cannot by this time, I give warning, by this time you cannot give money, he will be put in lance. You know lance? Something like a spear, very pointed, sharp, some weapon. And in a small place, like you say well-like thing, in a hole, you put it like that, they put him from top to their throat. he will give you very painful, and gradually he will die. Previously there are many, the saprans have got guillotine. Some nowadays shoot or put him in gas chamber in America, or electric chair. They torture him and ask him to get, tell what happened this day. Yeah, you know that? I know Germany, any punishment system there? No capital punishment. Nowadays they become liberal. Many countries, even in India, hardly. They say you cannot give life, how you take life? Try to correct him rather. Rectify him, center. In India now, jail, nobody, look like common people. He even killed his wife, cold-blooded, you know, premeditated, planned, murder. He doesn't get much punishment. This is very bad, Baba says, but one day, when you leave body, he will be punished. As you sow, so you reap, as Bible says. Bible there? As you sow, so you reap, or Christ says, I think. So anyway, so he cannot, you know, king's order or king's prince order, then be carried out. When the time came, he couldn't pay, they are going to put him like that, to him, take him, tie him up. Now, his brother is a very close associate of the king. So he thought, and king respect highly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. Somebody other saying, go and tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if he tell, king won't give this punishment. Ultimately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard other evidence. He said, Mahaprabhu, please tell the king. He will at once obey your order. I am a sannyasi. This is material life. He has done something wrong. So the king's royal family, they give him punishment. Why you ask me? You shouldn't. Sannyasi, it is not sannyasi's business to request the king. Then again saying, that boy, then, that man, who couldn't pay in time the rest of the money for buying the horses, the royal family, he was tied and taken to there, and any moment he will put them. So he is, before he is to there, he is always meditating on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And some or other, king came to know. And king, very dear one, is one person is there, he is his brother. So he didn't tell the king. He felt, I know, why shall I disturb the king? He has got a high position for his brother to save it. Somebody else told, you're very near and dear, this, your official governor of another country, very dear to you, his brother is putting. Really? Why? Who said? And this thing happened, he couldn't pay the rest of the money he's supposed to pay, he has given time to pay, he is not doing that. Oh, really? So he is my very dear, my minister's brother. Who is doing this? I didn't tell. Now, prince said, your son, really? Okay, now ask him to stop. I can adjust it. Anything like that. Stop, don't put him in there. Tell king, said. Then when he was brought, and he was told others, how this thing happened? Then he said, that man who owed the money to the prince, he said, I was all the time meditating to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Though externally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have nothing to do with this. But simply by meditating on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, king's mind and everything are adjusted. And we can pray. This is Krishna Katha. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, I can tell many other stories like that. Time is running out. In a Western country, everywhere there is watch. That means everybody is aware of the time. Somebody has to go this. He may miss the last metro rail, who may be going far. And he cannot go without metro to his house. He cannot afford going to a taxi. It costs so much. So we have to also do, I have to go. Tomorrow I have to leave also. Time is very less. I missed my flight because couldn't come I am supposed to come yesterday. Because my luggage was missing. Thousands of luggage was missing. There was some fire in the luggage storage. Then at the last moment I got, at that time I couldn't catch the plane. It was too late. It will be panic. Very risky. And catch the plane or not. Too short time. So I decided next day, and after getting the luggage, gone. Yeah. So time is very important. Most probably they will give some remuneration to us. They say it. Fear and others. You know. To make up whatever you lose. Any question? Any other comment? There are so many stories like that. Another story, Ramanuja. Once somebody pretended to go somewhere and he was also going with them for pilgrimage to India, from South India to North India in those days, from now on, more than thousand years before, thousand plus. He was a little boy, they want him to eliminate from this material world. So with the show, let us go for pilgrimage, enjoy. In India, this is a habit, still now people go with the teachers and other students, he was going. Because he excelled his teacher, so they are very envious. They thought, we get rid of him by somehow or other, instead of directly killing him. When they are going through the many places, once between North India and South India, there is a place at the mountain called Vindhachal. It separates South India to North India. So when they came, there's a dense forest. It took them one month to come there. At night they are planning. We just go, we are not seeing him. With us sleeping, he might have gone here and there. Let's go. And he may be, there are many ferocious animals there, tiger, many elephant, so many other, hyena. Here must be there in the forest. Old boar, you know, hog, old hog. Wild hog with teeth. Huh? There in the forest, maybe here or anywhere. Here, maybe there. Or deer. Deer may not be killing you, but they are like this. Some people kill them and eat meat. Huh? Pork meat. So anyway, they thought that one of his brother came to know their plan. They are discussing, conspiring against him. He heard. He was at a distance, he was not in the group. Distant at night, not sleeping together. And Ramanuja wants somebody else. Ramanuja, in his childhood days, the Vishnu Diti and Lakshmi Diti is there in Kanchipura. From his childhood, he used to serve the Diti. Though he is not a priest or anything, nearby boy, little boy, he will say, can I serve? And he will bring a pot full of water from the well. And go to the first floor, to the temple, and bring quite a few potful. Okay. Krishna says, Salpamupiyasya dharma. You will do little service to the Lord. Krishna never forgets. Trayate mahatva. From the greatest danger, Krishna can save. But we should not think Krishna can save. And on that, with that motive, we should do. Just we should serve Krishna. It's not enough for you. If you do something with love and devotion, just like we are hearing now, I am telling you, Krishna will never forget. This is also devotional service. Krishna is so kind, if you eat Krishna prasad, that is also Krishna accepts service. Prasad, of course, not outside thing. So, what happened? Krishna never forget. So, he told his brother, Govinda or Gopal, told Father Ramanuja, Ramanuja, they are conspiring so that to kill you directly or indirectly. Really? What I should do? He was at that time 17 years old or something like that. Just a young boy. How can I go back? I don't know the road. Kanchipuram from here, it takes 1 month. How to do? It's a dense forest. There's so many ferocious animals there. Tiger, bear, so many other things. Big snake. Other precious animal could be there. How can I go? You come with me. No, no, if I go, they'll know. You go. Time is running out. Make quick decision, go. I don't know which direction I'll go. 1 month's path and dense forest, and that's also at the dead of night. There is no other way. You can't do anything. Just go. Remember Krishna. So he's running, running, running. After some time, his cousin came to the group, main group. Where is your brother, Ramanuja? We don't see. He knows these guys have conspired all these things. Now they're pretending. He remained as if he doesn't know anything. Oh, really? What happened? We don't see your brother? Can you find? Well, I don't see him. He said, okay, call him. Ramanuja, Ramanuja. Ramanuja could sometimes hear the echo coming from the forest. Somebody calling, Ramanuja is running fast, 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 till it becomes dark. For days he's doing like that, sometimes falling under a tree and sleep and again run. He did two few days like this, not eating, not drinking, sleeping. One day when he get up, it is still dark everywhere, dead of night. Suddenly, he saw in the darkness two eyes. He got scared. What is this? Then later, he saw another two eyes. But this time, the other two eyes looked like a Dandiva. That means a couple. They are hunters. They identified themselves. That lady said with him, they are dressed with like a, look like some deer skin thing, like they look like hunters. The lady said, who are you? Where you come from? He felt little something compassionate heart. Usually ladies are soft-hearted, like a mother says, and his young boy said, who are you? In the dark, dense forest, where do you come from? I come from Kanchipuram. What are you doing here? I want to go there. Oh, you? He said, we are hunter. We catch birds. Where are you going? We're going to Kanchipuram. Why? We are hunter. We do so many simple activities. So for pious activity, going to see the Lord, Kanchipuram. For pilgrimage. Oh, very good. I can go with you? Yes, yes. I don't know the road. Come with us. But now it is dark. There are so many ferocious animals all around. Take this. Let us make some bonfire. They collected some dry wood and set fire. You take rest here, we husband wife sit here. Okay. Taking rest. And he cannot sleep. Because exhausted. He's hearing the couple talking. The lady is talking to her husband. I'm very thirsty. Can you bring some water, please? I cannot go now. Why? There is a ferocious animal. Must be near. At night will come to drink water in the pond or well down there. I'm thirsty. Come on, bring some water. No, I can't. Again, that one he can hear. He's not very far. There is fire. He is there. And they are here. Warm. And there is fire. Animal won't come there. They are afraid of fire. So he came. Do you have any pot? Can I bring water for you? Madam? Oh, very nice boy. Okay. Take this pot. Went down. He saw a well there. Or a stream. And easily he can drink, bring water. Oh, very refreshing. Very good boy. Very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. You want more water? Yes, yes. Again he won. Few times he won. And every time she is thanking. Thank you, sir. Whatever. Then one time he came. Sorry? Where is the lady gone? He said, pot here. Where is that man? Hunter. And his wife. Now what I'll do? Suddenly he saw. Hey, the darkness gone. The forest almost finished. One side, little open side, looked like place of people living here. Suddenly one boy is coming. Sir? Yes? What is the name of this place? Are, I know you. You know me? Yes. You belong to this place. You are saying, what is the name of this place? I don't understand. What you don't understand? This is Kanchipuram. What? This is Kanchipuram? He started thinking, it will take at least a month for us to go to that Vindhachal forest. And how can I come back in 1 month? I only 1 or 2 days, maybe 3 days, I'm running. And I saw this hunter and his wife, where'd they go and disappear? He started thinking, must be I brought water for the deity, Lakshminarayan. They came in disguise as hunter to help. This is Krishna consciousness. You'll have so many experiences in your danger, trouble. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when you are in happiness, whether you are in distress, whether you are a brahmachari, whether you are a doctor, engineer, whether you are a sannyasi, always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now mechanically, of course, best is start from the heart, speak out, just like a child calling out, Daddy, Mommy. Daddy, my meatons come. Because, you know, this is innocent. So, when you are in that mood, you'd call out, oh, Mother, Radharani, Lakshmi, Sita, whatever, oh, Ram, oh, Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please, please, from the heart. And at once. Your danger disappears, your problem disappears, anxiety disappears, trouble gone, Krishna square. This is the experience of devotee. You do it from the heart and experience yourself. You are hungry and Krishna sends you food and you eat. You feel satisfaction, you feel hunger gone, you feel nourishment, you don't ask others. Am I satisfied? Real experience. Why you have to ask others? This is also like that. Happiness, distress, danger. Always remember Krishna's love and devotion and chant his name. Now, so your tears roll down his eyes. You understand. Must be whom I served with water in my childhood days and chant his name. He came in the form of hunter and his wife. And solved our problem. But to a common people, he's always drinking, eating meat, he may not believe. One is pious, one is sinless, when he is sharing with the devotee, they can know God's power is inconceivable, beyond our comprehension. He can do anything. He can make night to day, day to night. He can put a huge thing within a small little thing. In the material conception, it is not possible. But spiritually, everything is possible. If you have faith, one has faith, God reveals to him. One is a speculator. One is common people are all speculator. They cannot understand. With their brain, they cannot accommodate. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna. Any question? Comment? Otherwise, always chant Hare Krishna. With love and devotion from the core of your heart. Not just mechanically, still it's better, even mechanically it's also better than doing nothing. But more better, you want to love Krishna in the heart, Krishna knows how sincere you are chanting. Calling out, Daddy, Mommy, same thing. Yeah. Daddy, Mommy at once come and pick up the baby child on the lap and love him. Why not Krishna? God, He is more loving. He is permanent our father and mother. And these are temporary father and mother in the railway station making friendship. And the whistle goes, oh! And you are embracing and suddenly, turn gone. That means you miss this chance of human life. You don't practice Krishna consciousness. They are absorbed in sense craft outside, watching TV, Internet, television. television, radio, cinema, taking cigar, man, you cannot understand this. The blunt brain becomes dull. Dull brain cannot understand. Hare Krishna, this negative side. Positive side is always associated with devotee. Here is Sadasipur, who is look like a great sage, like what is it? In Christmas?
Santa Claus.
He's a Krishna Claus. Santa Claus is Krishna Claus. You want to go to associate with Krishna? He's here. Burning Krishna's clothes is here. The lady, other ladies, and you become Krishna conscious and enjoy life, transcendental life, and always smiling. This is not Colgate smile, this is not television smile giving money, this is real smile.
You don't know Maharaj.
I know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Haribol.
Haribol.
Haribol.